The residents who managed to attend the meeting told the parliamentary committee Zimbabwe's economy is too small to sustain. Abigail Saudi from Chikonohono High Density Suburb said, besides the foreign trips, the government should also reduce President Robert Mugabe's motorcade, adding it was helping gobble thousands of dollars from the fiscus. Most people agreed that more money should be channeled towards reviving industry and the mining sector in order to create employment for the youth. Residents felt that Zimbabwe has been turned into a consumer nation, a thing they said should be changed. Edward Kadewere emphasized the need for capital injection into the mining sector.
Quite a noble idea that the national budget should be considered of the mining ministry, because we've got quite a lot of mines which are closed. And these mines, if they are opened, they are going to bring about employment, they are going to bring about a lot of money that is needed for the nation through the treasury. And if that is done, if that is to be done, that means we need a lot of money to open those mines, the mines like Mangura, Alaska.
Some participants told the committee to tell the treasury to give local authorities enough money for service delivery, complaining lives are being lost due to diseases like cholera as local authorities fail to deliver.
All service deliveries are at halt. They are not functioning. We are talking of water. We are talking of sewage. We are talking of garbage, collection of garbage. It's not working. People are suffering from these diseases, and you find it's actually getting worse. Instead of solving this problem, we're getting into another health problem, which the Minister of Health now cannot even cope, because people are actually talking of giving money to health and education.
Other contributors want the government to scrap maternity fees for all pregnant women. Another area of concern to residents was lack of funds in the agriculture sector, as some farmers have not been paid for the deliveries to Grain Marketing Board, GMB. A prison service representative said more funds should be allocated to ensure the country's prisoners are well looked after. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.